Languages and vocabulary strategies. The importance of vocabulary. Experts agree that 90 to 90% of words in a text must already be known in order for students to comprehend them. This 90 to 90% based word knowledge enables a learner to learn the other 5 to 10% readily and easily. Learners without this word knowledge base continue to lag behind, and thus a widening learning gap, that word of the week or day even not suffice. Expand vocabulary instruction to be all-inclusive. These word strategies can be integrated across content areas, post on the walls, and embedded in writing assignments. Unit on measurement. Measure students' growth by measuring their height on paper taped to the wall, then measuring their height using a tracing of their feet. Conduct graphs and determine averages using height and foot size. Create cultural bags or sacks with artifacts that represent elements of cultures within the class. Students present these cultural sacks to the class, explaining the significance of the items. Teach with novelty. For example, use real experiences to demonstrate the idea of metaphor, having students write them in response to real stimuli. When teaching osmosis, the water balance of living cells, use an egg and a dissolved shell as a model for the membrane. Have students weigh the eggs and remove their shells by soaking them overnight in vinegar. Place one egg into corn syrup, the other into distilled water for 24 hours. By the third day, they'll notice a difference in size, shape, and weight of the two eggs due to a loss or uptake of water through outer membrane as osmosis strikes them unforgettably. Have them write about the experience. Teach the concept of force on structure by challenging students to build structures they can make out of simple materials. Use plastic straws, for instance, cellophane, popsicle sticks. Have them record the process and principles discovered along the way. Other hands-on activities can be found using these resources. RAF.net, Jefferson Lab, ELL hands-on activities. 20 other vocabulary ideas. 1. Use vocabulary words as a priming vehicle. 2. A word a day. 3. Use and point out new or previously taught vocabulary in discussion. 4. Present them in context before scheduled learning and have students make predictions on them. 5. Show and discuss a related video or audio podcast in advance of a new unit or lesson. 6. Connect field trips to upcoming topics and/or projects. 7. Display key concepts on walls through posters and/or bulletin boards. 8. Give a quiz in advance, then repeat it at the end of a lesson or unit. 9. Conduct whole class close activities using relevant vocabulary. This works as a priming activity as well as follow-up reinforcement. Develop key points from a unit in small groups, then create questions or clothes to place on placards to be used for whole class reviews. 11. Choral response for whole class activities, giving one half of a phrase from learning where students finish the rest. 12. Maintaining vocabulary master lists for all content areas and brainstorm them collaboratively. 13. Develop and continue to work with taxonomies. See notebooks. 14. Maintain word walls. 15. Maintain vocabulary journals. 16. Repetition, novelty, priming, processing are key to vocabulary acquisition and mastery. 17. Word meaning must be taught before reading text. 18. Have students use vocabulary words in writing projects. 19. Set yearly vocabulary goals such as 200 descriptive words for the year or 100 synonyms, etc. 20. Use analogies that align with their own vocabularies, brainstorming, taxonomies, etc.